gate, looking down a narrow way, and I see the multitude gathered there, wearing garments white as snow, walking streets of purest gold. All the saints are coming home forevermore. In the midst is the King,
is the King.
Little children at his feet. No more pain will they know. He has touched and made them whole.
Happy voices
fill the air.
Fill the air.
There is singing everywhere. What a sight to behold. The redeemed are coming home. Oh, how sweet it is to hear Mama singing loud and clear, and the sound of angel wings on my ear. Saints have come from far and near, never again to know a care, but to spend eternal days with the Lord. In the midst is the King,
is the King.
Little children at his feet. No more pain will they know. He has touched and made them whole.
Happy voices
fill the air.
Fill the air.
There is singing everywhere. What a sight to behold. The redeemed.
Since the Savior saved my soul, showed me the way to the shining goal, I've got a lot of heaven,
got a lot of heaven in my soul.
He has paid the price for me, made my record too spotless be.
I've got a lot of heaven,
got a lot of heaven
in my soul.
I've got a lot of heaven,
got a lot of heaven in my happy soul. Today
I'm singing his praises,
singing his praise along the way.
I am
glory, hallelujah bound,
since the
love of the Lord came down.
I've got a lot of heaven,
got a lot of heaven
in my soul. I am finding purity light on the road to the city bright.
I've got a lot of heaven,
got a lot of heaven in my soul. Joy bells ring the whole day long, in my heart there's a glad new song.
I've got a lot of heaven,
got a lot of heaven
in my soul.
I've got a lot of heaven,
got a lot of heaven in my happy soul. Today
I'm singing his praises,
singing his praise along the way.
I am glory,
hallelujah bound,
since the
love of the Lord came.
Got a lot of heaven,
got a lot of heaven
in my soul.
I've got a lot of heaven,
got a lot of heaven in my happy soul. Today
I'm singing his praises,
singing his praise along the way.
I am glory, hallelujah bound,
since the love of the Lord came down.
I've got a lot of heaven,
got a lot of heaven
in my soul.
Jim Brown played professional football for the Cleveland Browns several years ago. He was the best. He set many records in the game of football, which stand to this very day. He was asked once why he always got up slowly after a hit. He said, "I play hurt. I always get up slowly and walk slowly back to the huddle so as not to let my opponent know where I am hurting. If they knew where I was hurting, an ankle, a calf muscle, or a sore back, they would focus on that area every time. I play hurt, but I never let them know where I hurt." You know what that reminds me an awful lot of? That reminds me an awful lot of the Christian life. And that's why on this first Sunday of a brand new year, I need to remind you of something. And the something I need to remind you of is this. This year, my friend, my brother, my sister in Christ, you may be hurt in a variety of ways. And you're going to have to learn, if you haven't learned already, you're going to have to learn that the Christian life is a whole lot like an athletic event. We have to play many times in the game when we're hurting. We've got to persevere, hang in there. Doesn't that sound an awful lot like the Christian life to you? You know, the Bible often compares the Christian life to a sporting event in which one is encouraged to run with patience or fight the good fight as we finish our course. There are times in our walk with God that we are hurting, right? Listen to the Apostle Paul as he writes about playing hurt. "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. If the Apostle Paul were a professional football player today, I believe he too would get up slowly after each hit. Why? Because Paul wouldn't want his opponent to know that he was hurt, yet he stayed in the game. Yeah, Paul really knew a lot about playing hurt. Now, just a lot of us on God's team have a hard time staying in the game when we begin to hurt. We don't like to get hit, do we? We didn't know it was going to be like this, did we? Our thoughts turn then to quitting. Maybe you've had them already this new year. Let me encourage you not to quit. The Bible encourages us to run with perseverance, the race marked out for us. Hebrews 12:1. What's that mean? That means don't quit. That means keep playing. Lou Gehrig played 15 years as first baseman, New York Yankees, 2,130 games, never missed. Now, after he retired, his hands were x-rayed. It was learned that every finger had been broken, some as much as 3 times, but he never missed a game. He had learned to play hurt. I read some time ago about one of the finest football teams, maybe the finest football team ever, back in 1899, the College of the South, Swanee College. Listen to their rostrum. They had 11 players. They had one sub. They had a manager and a coach. How about that? They played 5 games on one occasion in 6 days. They played Texas University, Texas A&M, Tulane, LSU, and Mississippi College. They played both offense and defense. They didn't have enough players to switch out. They all played all the time. Listen, they scored 113 points. Their opponents scored 0. These players for Swanee College were bruised. They were broken. They were bloody. But they played. They had learned to play hurt. Now listen to me. Let's apply this spiritually. Some of you listening this morning have been hurt. This past year has not been a good year for you, possibly in many ways. You stayed depressed a lot of that time. Or maybe you had financial strain a lot of that time. Or maybe your family disappointed you. Maybe you've been wounded. You've been betrayed. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe a child has hurt you, or another loved one has walked out of your life. That's life, my friend. None of us want to go through that, but many times the very one who thinks they'll never experience that are the ones that go through that. What did Job say? Job said, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." He cometh forth as a flower and is cut down. He fleeth as a shadow and continueth not. Yea, man giveth up ghost, and where is he? Job 14:1-2. I think most of us think that things like that are never going to happen to us. Most of us, I think, have some stored away in our subconscious, stored away thought that we're on a trip. We're on a train trip, maybe, and we're going towards some fantasy station. And when we get there, the bands are going to be playing, and we'll all live happily ever after. Let me tell you something. While we're on the way, much of the time we're anxious. When am I going to get there? When am I going to get there? And we don't think about today. And we're not planning to deal with the hurts along the way. We miss the trip. Listen, my friend, with all the love in my heart, let me tell you, this first Sunday of this new year, there are no fantasy trains. And if we're thinking that's going to be out there somewhere, you know, some of these days I'm going to get married and everything's going to be all right. Or when I turn 18, everything's going to be okay. Or when I get my kid through college, then everything will be all right. Or when I get that promotion on the job, then I'll be able to do this and do that. Or when I retire. Those are all fantasy trains, and your life's not going to be perfect when you reach those things. You've got to focus on today. The psalmist writes, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." How do I do that, Jerry? How do I learn to do it? You learn to do it by learning to play hurt. I'm not saying pretend to be hurt. I'm saying you learn to play the game. Are you with me? You play the game of life. If you'll let me use the analogy of a sporting event, the Christian life is like a sporting event. You've got to play the game even when you're hurt. And there are three areas that we hurt the most, okay? Here's the first one. You've got to learn to play the game when you're hurt physically. When you're hurting physically, you've got to stay in the game. Paul writes in Galatians chapter 4, and beginning verse 13, he says, "As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. Even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself." Paul says to the Galatians, "When I first preached to you, I was sick. I was hurting physically. And yet I still preached the gospel to you." My friend, when you hurt physically, you can't just sit down. You got to keep going. You say, "Preacher, I've known that all my life, and I'm hanging in there." Praise the Lord and bless your heart. But there are some others, a lot of others, when they're hurting physically, they wonder, "Where is God?" And they want to give up. Hang in there when you're hurting physically. Tommy Bell was a Lexington lawyer and an NFL referee for 15 years. He talked about how Joe Namath played in the 1968 Super Bowl, 69 Super Bowl, with knees that were in such bad shape that he really shouldn't have been in the game. And yet Joe Namath, through physical pain, stayed in that game and he played. Tommy Bell talked about one time when he was playing in high school football, and he thought his knee was broken, and he told the coach, he went to the sideline and told the coach, he said, "I think my knee's broken." And the coach said, "Get back in there until you're sure." Tommy Bell talks about Super Bowl III, when Kansas City Chiefs player Fred Arbanis was hit and his artificial eye, his glass eye, popped out on the field. Tommy Bell reaches down, picks it up, and hands it back to him and says, "What if you lost your other eye? You only have one good eye. What if you lost that one? Then what would you do?" Fred Arbanis responded, "Well, I guess I'd become a referee like you, Mr. Bell." Tommy Bell was a great Christian. Tommy Bell died several years ago of leukemia. The preacher called him one Saturday afternoon to see how he was doing. She talked to his wife, and she said, "Well, he's resting right now. He's really sick today, but he plans on being in church tomorrow." There was a man who wouldn't give up hurting physically. Oh, I know there come a time when we won't have the strength to go on, but how about today? Are you going to go on today, even though you're hurting physically? Paul lists a whole category of things that happened to him in 2 Corinthians 11:22-28. He was shipwrecked. He was stoned. He was beaten. He just one thing right after the other, betrayed. Paul knew what it meant to hurt physically. And he says, "I hung in there." My friend, that's exactly what we need to do this morning. We need to hang in there regardless of what physical limitations we might have. Joe Hall was asked several years ago why he recruited a particular boy out of high school. His statistics weren't all that great, but he had determination, and the reporter asked Hall, Joe Hall, why did you recruit him? And Joe Hall said, quote, he played the championship game in high school with a broken arm. He was hurting physically, and yet he wouldn't give up. Do you continue to persevere even when you're hurting physically? Jim Abbott, in 1993, pitched a no-hitter. You said, well, what's so big about that? A lot of guys had pitched no-hitters. Well, Jim Abbott was born with one hand. Physical limitation, yet he hung in there. Do you know the longest field goal in history of professional football was a game that occurred several years ago, November 8, 1970, between New Orleans and Detroit? A 63-yard field goal was kicked by Tom Dempsey. He only had half a foot. In 1980, in the Winter Olympics, one of the greatest upsets ever, the Soviet hockey team hadn't lost in 12 years. Our boys whipped them. Well, what's unusual about that? Well, every boy on the team was a college reject. Couldn't play in college. Physical limitations. They hung in there. They won the Olympics. How about you, my friend? Can you hang in there? Can you keep going? Do you play hurt? Some of us will play as long as someone else does the sacrificing, as long as someone else makes all the adjustments and sacrifices. Then we'll play. What about you? Are you willing to sacrifice this year for Christ? Are you like the story I heard about two little boys who went into the dentist's office? First boy says, Doctor, we're in a hurry. We've come to get a tooth pulled. And I don't want any gas, don't want any shot. We're in a hurry. We got to get out of here. The doctor said, well, you're quite a brave young man, son. Which tooth is it? He turned to his brother Albert and said, show him the tooth, Albert. As long as it's somebody else's tooth, as long as it's somebody else's sacrificing, then we'll hang in there. Can we hang in there when we are hurting? Listen, anybody can play when the body is well, but it takes a special person to play when they're hurting. So the first area of our lives we've got to learn to continue to play in the game is when we're hurting physically. Here's a second. Learn to play when you're hurting emotionally. Learn to play when you're hurting emotionally. In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 12, Paul writes these words. Now, when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me, I still had no peace of mind, because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. Paul said, I got so depressed, I got so discouraged, I just couldn't. But he says, God built me up again. Let me ask you, how many folks are listening this morning? How many of you listening this morning who've been hurt emotionally? Some of you are hurting emotionally. In this first week of this brand new year, you're hurting emotionally. But then some of you have really been acting quite silly. And we're ashamed now that we've responded that way already in this brand new year. Maybe your name is left out of the church bulletin. Maybe you didn't get asked to teach the class this last quarter. Or maybe the preacher didn't say to you what you thought he ought to have said. Your feelings have been hurt. You weren't recognized in some way. Now think about that. Or on the job, maybe you weren't recognized in some way. Those are really kind of petty things, aren't they? And yet you're hurt emotionally. Blessed, beloved, don't you know there are real problems that people are coping with every day that are just affecting them emotionally? Families are hurting because of alcohol and drug abuse, gambling, incest, adultery, lost children. You say, but I'm hurt emotionally. How deep is your hurt? Paul, the Apostle Paul, knew hurt. He knew deep emotional hurt. But he says, if God be for us, who can be against us? He was betrayed by his own countrymen, and yet he still preached the gospel. And if you want an example of someone who was hurt emotionally and kept on doing what was right, you look at the Lord Jesus Christ. For 3.5 years he was with these apostles of his, but when it came right down to it, they all forsook him and fled, all but John. When Jesus needed some to be at a church picnic, he had 5,000 available. You just You just feed them and they'll be there, right? 5,000. But when he wanted some preachers, that number dropped to 500. When he wanted some to pray with him, it dropped to 120. When he wanted some witnesses, it dropped to 70. When he wanted some disciples, it dropped to 12. And when he wanted someone to pray all night with him, it dropped down to 3. Where are my friends, you say? Well, I'll tell you, brother. The Bible says a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Listen, there's going to be adversity in your life. Don't think it strange, Peter says, concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. Listen to me. Paul writes that we're going to, through many hardships, enter the kingdom of God. And we're not only called to believe on his name, he writes later to the Philippians, but we're called to suffer for his sake, Philippians 1:27. And we're not supposed to be moved by these afflictions, 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 3. Listen, God had only one son without sin, but he has no son without sorrow. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Your feelings have been hurt. You're hurt emotionally. Keep going anyway. Run with the ball. Listen, if you're going to run with the ball, you stand the chance, the risk of being tackled. But if you don't bleed, you won't be blessed. If it doesn't cost you something, it doesn't count. David said in 2 Samuel 24, I'll offer no sacrifice to the Lord that doesn't cost me something. Probably the most lopsided score in a football game that ever was. It was back in 1916. Georgia Tech played Cumberland College, and the score was 222-0. One of the players was carrying the ball, and he dropped it, fumbled it. He looked to the second player on his team. He said, pick it up, pick it up. And the second player said back to him, you pick it up. You dropped it. They'd been beaten half to death. Nobody wanted it. Listen, if you're in the game, you're going to be beat up. You're going to be hurt, and the same thing is true of the Christian life. You're going to experience emotional hurts, but you've got to hang in there and keep going. Are you hurting emotionally this morning? Will you keep going? Will you play? Here's a third and final way. You will never continue to play hurt unless you are convinced of the rewards. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul talks about the rewards. He says, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing. You've got to keep your mind and your eye on the goal. Walter Payton was probably the greatest running back that ever was, next to Jim Brown, of course. I'm a little partial to Jim Brown. I think he was the greatest. But Walter Payton ran from 2 to 5 yards every time he got the ball. And he was knocked down. My friend, that's the way great running backs set records. They're knocked down, they get back up. They just make a few yards at a time, they get back up. They're knocked down, they get back up. If you don't keep your eye on the goal, as a good running back does, a great running back does, you'll never make it. You've got to see the goal line. You've got to see what's ahead. The Bible says, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But he hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Read your Bible this year. Get in the Word of God and read the promises that God has for you. To the churches he writes, you'll eat of the tree of life. And to Smyrna, he says, you'll not be hurt of the second death. You'll eat of the hidden manna, he writes to Pergamum. I'll give you a white stone and a new name in it. To Thyatira, he says, I'll give you power over the nations. You'll be clothed with white raiment, he says to Sardis. You'll be a pillar in the temple of God, and you'll sit down with me in my throne, he writes to Philadelphia and Laodicea. We've got to keep our eye then focused on the goal. We've got to, my brother and my sister, or we're not going to make it this year. Tom Landry said there are four things he looks for in a player. Faith, discipline, desire, and a goal. My friend, do you have a goal this year? What is your goal? What motivates you? What keeps you going? What do you focus on? When you're hurt, what do you focus on? When you're hurt physically, when you're hurt emotionally, what do you focus on to keep in the game? Let me close by telling you a true story about Mark Say. In Super Bowl 29, January 29th, 1995, Mark Say, wide receiver for the San Diego Chargers, played. Well, you say, Jerry, what's so great about that? I'll tell you what's so great about that. He has a bullet fragment in his chest when he played. He played with a bullet fragment in his chest. 6 years ago, Mark Say saved the life of his 3-year-old niece. He threw himself on top of her during a drive-by shooting, and the bullet went through the windshield. Instead of hitting her, it hit him. One bullet hit his right kidney, grazed his liver, lodged 3 inches. 3 inches from his heart. Now listen to what he says. When I got shot and I was on my deathbed, I thought, I'll never, ever, ever be in the Super Bowl. His desire to be in the Super Bowl, to excel in his profession, gave him the momentum to recover. He bounced back. Did he ever bounce back? Let me ask you, my friend, any bullets near your heart today? Are you hurt physically? Are you hurt emotionally? You got some bullets next to your heart? Let me encourage you to play. Let me encourage you to play hurt. Keep your eye on the goal. Let Jesus Christ be the thing that motivates you to get up and to keep going. Why? Why? Because there's never a day so dreary. There's never a night so long. But the soul that is trusting Jesus will somewhere find a song. There's never a cross so heavy. There's never a weight of woe. But Jesus will help to carry him. Because he loves you so. Oh, I love the old hymn that says, when all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, that will be glory. That will be glory for me. Will you play hurt? Will you hang in there this year when you're hurting physically, hurting emotionally? Will you stay at your post? Not through works, but through grace. But the test of a man's devotion will come some other day. They love God most who are at their post when the crowds are gone away. Paul says we were hurt. We were depressed. We were discouraged. But we didn't quit. We played hurt. He would want me to remind you of that today. Until next Lord's Day, remember, keep looking to Jesus.